The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Chess.
It is Wide Open Wednesday.
Woo!
And we have a call standing by right now.
Hold, what?
What is that?
Yeah, I hear the show now on your phone. Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Oh,
I appreciate that. That was
really
awkward.
Well, it started playing on its own. My apologies.
Yes, just right. Its own.
Well, it did. Well, you see me
Rob,
touch it?
You're the only one that has the phone.
That's true. I'm the
you
only one.
You have to own up to your foibles.
Well, I apologize for my foibles. Who's on the phone?
All right, look. We got a stacked deck. Lines are locked. Wide open Wednesdays.
There you go.
Open up the flamethrower. And right now, let's go to Clearwater, Florida. It's Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Wait, Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Why does it say Clearwater, hi, Florida? Kylo Ren, you ass! He's in Fort Myers!
Hold on.
Yes?
I have not gotten to meet Adam.
Yes?
I haven't had a real chat with him. Would you like to know how your phones are answered when you're doing Wide Open Wednesday?
Oh,
would you like
God
to know how they're answered?
Please, please,
yes,
please.
This is how it rang. I called from the app, which worked very well.
Nice.
And I called from the app, and I got, hello?
No!
Are you aware that I was put on hold into a land of silence and hung up after about 2 minutes?
Oh, my God.
Are you aware that I was put on hold again? Yes, sir. All okay, sir. I've got it, sir.
Who taught him how to phone screen?
Can we possibly train,
well, train him again?
Well, yeah. Who
please
taught him how to phone screen? Somebody answer. Somebody
Pony
answers.
Well, that would be our lovely Dan.
Okay, Pony, you got to stop.
Pony, are you
getting
kidding me?
Other
getting
people.
An training an intern?
Come on, you always got to be back there with them.
I showed him how to do it.
Oh, my
but
God.
Then, then he watched Dan and Adrian. Adrian's great.
Mike.
Adrian's great.
Mike, I got to tell you, this is no excuse, man. I'm going to right this ship. It's only sinking since you're gone.
Yes.
People hate us on Facebook. People hate us on
the
show.
You know what?
What?
You know, when you're building new studios in other cities, your eyes get off the ball a little bit, Oscar. Right?
Mike, why?
Get back on track, baby. I want you focusing on those interns in there.
When will you stop being jealous, Mike?
I'm not jealous. I just didn't know you were so busy this week.
Mike, you don't know a lot of things
I
do.
Let me. Yeah, you're damn right I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Let me ask you a question. So when they put me on hold, I'm supposed to hear the show, correct?
Well, not before we start.
Not before we start. You would get dead air if you get on hold. He should have said the show will begin in just a bit.
Was there a vignette before we started where you guys were talking about dogs?
No.
No.
All right. All right. Well, I don't know what's going on over there. But
dogs?
Hi.
Yeah, the show just... Mike, you are the vignette. You're the start of
you
the show.
You are the vignette. How you been? How you feeling?
I'm pissed off. I hated calling into Wide Open Wednesday and having it go like that.
Yeah, the guy's a dick.
Yeah.
Fire
you know,
him.
What about the listeners? No, what about the listeners?
The listeners? There's listeners waiting online right now.
No, I'm talking about the experience, the quality experience.
Oh, Mike, they're hearing you right now loud and clear. So they're ready for the worst.
They're on hold now hearing us?
And they can
yes
hear you, yes,
yes.
If you actually want to call in, we can put you on hold and you can hear the other callers.
No, I believe you. I believe
yes
that's the way it's going to work to
yeah
get started. And, yeah, so anyway, yeah, so I'm in my bed.
Nice.
Out of the hospital, though, to be clear.
I'm in between flights of oxycodone.
Ooh.
And I would be I would say probably a little more sluggish. The last time I went through this, I was on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This day, this is when I came back, roughly a week.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I'm kind of glad that I took the week because I'm really, you know, I'm hanging in there. But it's, you know, it's if you saw my right side, it looked like I was hit in the side by a little Greyhound bus. But
other than that,
so far, everything seems to be going okay.
Mike,
did you know that Rob reached out to me on Monday and asked me when I wanted to go on the show?
I actually asked him. I asked him to do that because I wanted you to feel like you're wanted and loved.
No. Leave me alone.
Yeah, okay. It did not go well. Our conversation on Saturday went much better because I think I caught you on a good arc of pain medication.
Well, that arc is Saturday. I was 2 hours after being discharged from the hospital.
But it was, I caught you at a good moment.
Yeah. Did I say to you that I'd come on Monday or Tuesday, Tuesday or Wednesday when I talked to you?
You said that you would get in touch and we'd figure out when you wanted to phone in.
I did get that message.
So you reached out because Oscar told you to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Poor Rob.
Yeah, he got the business end of that phone call.
Well, there was two phone calls.
Oscar goes, make sure he calls in. Have him call in.
No,
you call him.
Rob, tell him exactly how I asked you.
You said reach out to Mike and figure out when he wants to call in.
Yes.
We didn't really expect you to call in on Monday or Tuesday.
No.
We just wanted to touch base with you.
We wanted to let you know we were thinking about you.
And to be fair, I texted first, but you thought the text had an air of urgency. That's why you called me.
Well, the text was, call me when you get a chance.
No, the text was, do you have time for a phone call, my brother? I thought it was pretty lighthearted.
No, I thought it was...
That's a little vague.
It was Pat Neely.
When it's cryptic, dummy, I don't respond to a call like there's some emergency or something.
See, I was doing Pat Neely.
Cover that.
Yeah, I hate when people...
I understand you were doing Pat Neely, but when you left me that text, I thought, something's wrong with the show.
Mm. Mike, outside of your surgery and the show, how's life?
Mm-hmm.
Life sucks. I'm pissed off. I really am. I'm so I was pissed off. Rob sends me that text. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm sitting there hardly able to sit up. And I'm freaked out that something's going wrong. And then Rob said, just wanted to know when you wanted to call in for the show.
Next time, all the detail within the text.
You know what?
That's only fair. That's only fair for anybody.
There will not be another next time because hopefully, you know, outside of getting my new penis, everything will be fine.
And when is that?
That'll be coming.
Mike, I told the audience that last time I spoke with you, you had already ran through multiple physical therapy sessions, so I thought that boded well for your recovery.
The physical therapy is the first time the physical therapist from home came was yesterday. I advocated for myself. Big upgrade. Terrific job.
Good.
I'm pleased with everything that's happening. But then I found out that, you know, I'm just curious. I want to make sure the wheels are staying on the wagon. That's the only purpose for this call today. Want to make sure everything's A-okay. How are you guys doing?
I to be honest with you, Mike, it's been a great week, a phenomenal week. You know, I'm disappointed that we have a bad phone screen. You should have answered you with a little more pep in his step, a little more detail. But we can rectify that. That's easy. Everything else has been going swimmingly.
I've really gotten closer with Oscar.
Everything's okay.
Everything's great.
It's better than okay.
Full spot load.
Well, Rob, to be honest with you, I've read that you've gotten closer to Oscar. The audience doesn't seem to be responding.
No, Mike, but they're holding on to you. Holding on to you, as they've told us. And I've responded within those threads. Please keep it coming.
Yes.
Love seeing that.
Yeah. Like that they're invested.
By the way, I speak Oscar on threads. So when Oscar writes that, he's super pissed.
Not that pissed, Mike. I'm just not letting them troll me.
And Mike, to be fair, I understand what they're saying. What they're doing is they're tuning into a podcast, and they're expecting to see Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Yes.
And they're definitely getting a Shemp episode.
But I have to say for those threadsters, the level of unfairness where I blow out of there. We, first of all, generate more content than any podcast, anywhere, anyhow. We do that all the time. And so when they're, you know, I don't mind the fact that, hey, wish so-and-so is back when so-and-so's not here. Wish so-and-so is
happens all the time.
But when,
yep.
when you start going into the nuance of, you know, Rob doesn't give Oscar the hard time, that, you know, oh, give me, I want, can I just say this? And I mean this sincerely.
Please,
with
please. Why don't you get on the ISDN and do the show with us?
I you know, because I'm in the bed. I'm in bed right now.
That is so hot. Mm.
I am weak.
I mean, you sound passionate. You sound healthy.
You do sound good.
That's Adam. You can blame Adam on that.
Blame him or give him a little bit of backhanded credit because he got you fired up.
He lit your fuse.
Yeah.
To the people that write the nuance of this, please me.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Like, the guys do this. They're helping me out like we help each other out, and that's the way it goes. And, yeah, do we all like being together in one room? Yeah, it works out that well.
Two of us do.
Oscar, I didn't know until I signed on today that you've been, like, I guess all by yourself on the Big O and Duke show, moving studios from Manassas to Fairfax. Yeah. When did that happen?
That happened this past weekend, and it's much like this studio. Drab helped me with the Big O and Duke studio, if I'm being very honest.
Did he do any lifting or mostly just elevated your mood?
No, he plugged in a lot of wires and was there troubleshooting. I built this studio here in Glover Park, so I'm used to it, Mike. Things happen.
And we got we got a big junk drawer over at the Big O and Duke set.
All the
Mike O'Mara stuff in it.
All the equipment, not a junk drawer, half a room. All the equipment from your home that we left in Manassas is still in Manassas. So we're getting free storage.
So you still have the relationship with Manassas?
Yes. Though they did say kick rocks from one room. We're going to another room.
I see. Is that why you made
the move? We weren't. What would you call? Was it when they vacate you on purpose? We weren't evicted.
Right.
But when the Esser stopped working and they built a new bathroom and there was a sewage backup, enough was enough.
They do attract a certain crowd, don't they?
Well, you know what? The studio, the new studio, I only saw a still picture of it.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. It looks like really without the lattice, it looks like you may be doing your show from the attic in the Amityville Horror.
Mike, that is perfect. We're trying to figure out a name for the new studio, and attic was one of the names.
Get out.
Take a look. Go look at Amityville Horror. Look at that window. It's got lattice in it. You don't have the lattice, but it's got that half moon window.
Sure.
And it looks good. So anyway.
We lucked out. It's a joy to be back on Main Street.
I'm sure.
Main Street in Fairfax. I miss it. I miss it terribly.
It is Fairfax's fabled broadcasting district, Mike.
You will enjoy. You will enjoy, Mike, that 2 hours before our broadcast, Drab and I, as we're hooking up everything, as you know, Rob, what it takes to get on, especially when you move a studio, we got the Fairfax 1060 AM station on our headphones for a good hour.
Well, remember for the first 5 years of the Don and Mike show on WJFK, when you were on hold, you heard the Korean station.
Oh,
not because
God,
it was piped
that.
In, but because the wires picked up the Korean station.
We had a similar problem, and we were freaking out.
Yep.
It was amazing. So let me take you through where I am right now.
Okay.
The reason why, when Oscar says, you know, get up and do the thing, it's just I'm going between, like, the big picture of where I am right now. I would say I'm more optimistic than I was, even with all the crap I went through the last time.
Right.
I'm actually more optimistic. I really do think that I'm going to do real well. The PT, the therapist that I got that came out here, I advocated for myself. This is advice to anybody that has anything done. When you advocate for yourself, sometimes good things happen. In this case, good things happen.
Right.
I've got this nurse therapist that came out, both in one day yesterday, that did me the evaluation and then came out. And light years ahead of where it was. Not that I didn't love Dr. Salsa,
right,
but I didn't love Dr. Salsa. And so the fact is, overall, I'm optimistic. As far as the procedure itself, Rob, I know when you caught me over the weekend, you're absolutely right. I was still pretty doped up.
I was
still on a spinal block.
You're happy.
I probably, the way they explain it to you is you come back from the hospital and you're in that euphoric stage, and then the next day you start to feel a little bit better. Then you kind of come out of everything,
right?
And you go into kind of a malaise, and it's kind of a drag. And the only thing that bugs me about what he said to me is, it's like, hey, you're like, he said again, you're like a linebacker. I said, I don't go through that much muscle, one out of 100. I said, excuse me, doc, but the last time I checked, I'm not full of muscle. I'm full of fat. He said, no, it's muscle down there. He said, they had one out of 100 are like mine, where I guess he has to wrestle pretty good with me to get through to, you know, get the parts put in. And so, you know, it's incredibly, incredibly, incredibly sore.
Yeah.
But I'm getting up, I'm getting down, I'm getting physical therapy, I'm doing that. I'm kind of coming out of the anesthesia, so I'm just one big kind of clammy rot mess right now.
Mm.
But overall, I'm pretty optimistic with the way things are going. What I did last time was I was back on the air today,
right,
and it was too soon.
Yeah.
I'd be, you know, right now I'm talking to you, and I'm kind of like going blah, blah, like that. But it's a hell of a lot easier to do it this way than do it the other way. So the long and short of it is that I'm right on target. I don't regret taking the entire week because I need it. And, you know, I look forward to coming back. And I don't want to have, I don't know if you can hear it on the phone, but it's what I call old man tired voice. It's this kind
no.
of
no, you're faking
no,
it good.
Yeah, we don't hear it. We don't hear it at all.
But what was great is that Adam blew that out of me.
Yeah. There's no wizened tone to your voice. I will say though, it feels like this call was it started off completely wrong, right?
Right.
But now we ended up on a high note here. We found out you have linebacker legs.
Oh, and you know when you're in good company, because we found out yesterday that Dan O'Brien has a linebacker's body.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now if we get a couple more guys in here with some body parts, we can create a full linebacker.
Exactly. I've got a quarterback's nose.
Yeah, you do. Rob, after that, when you called, you got me like going, you know, I was so freaked out because I was like, is something wrong? And then when it was just that, you know, you wanted to know when I wanted to come on the show, I was kind of freaked out by that. And you
well, I apologize. I apologize for that. And I wanted the text to be lighthearted.
But the vague text is, and then Robin, don't blame you. Other people do this. And people that do that in general, like, call me when you have a moment. Excuse me.
Oh, the vague text is
that is the kiss of death, because you had enough time to text me, but your thumb's so tired to give me some context.
Right.
Yeah, that's all. I wanted to know context. Why the vague text, Rob? Just out of curiosity.
The vague text was a misinterpreted, lighthearted joke. It was Pat Neely. Yes. And I feel so bad now. I mean, now in retrospect, I see it was horribly played. But I meant it to be lighthearted unurgent.
I think what Mike was expecting was, hey, man, there was a horrific fire in Starbucks. It made it to the fourth floor. Mm-hmm. It's curtains.
Exactly. That's right. I truly didn't know what was going to happen. I wasn't sure. But, you know, I'm very grateful you guys are holding down the fort while I'm
here. Mike, we miss you. We're having a great time. We're making the best of it.
Yeah, we do miss you, though.
So you, and by the way, I'll be back Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Tuesday.
And it'll be Rob and me while Oscar takes some R&R.
Feel free to write into Facebook.
No,
I look forward to the ratings and the grades.
I don't want them to write it.
I start a thread on Facebook that says, when it's just Mike and Rob, I think ...
Call me when you get a chance.
Oh, God. I tell you, it's been, you know, I'm trying to think of the experience that I had over the weekend. All I know is that the day of surgery, I came out of anesthesia, and all I remember was looking at my left hand in front of my face shaking. Ooh. And they had one of those mobile x-ray machines over me.
Right.
So, but everything, you know, the parts got installed the right way, so, you know, everything seems to be fine. It just, the only negative I would pull out of the whole thing, it hurts so much more than the last time.
I'm sorry.
It really, really does. It is just, you know, up, down, all around. But I'm up and I'm down, and I'm doing what I'm supposed
to. How's Carla and little Michael doing?
Have you seen them lately?
Carla is a little overwhelmed. There's a lot to do. And Michael, this is his first week out of school. So that combination really hasn't been optimal, but at the same time, you know, she knows the end result of this is going to be terrific, and it's going to be good. And other than that, other than that, I really don't know what's it. Yeah, I'm in a sort of a semi-reclined position here. Other than that, it's good. And
how's your appetite?
You know what? unlike the last time when I came home and I was like eating everything but the kitchen sink,
right.
We're still maintaining that plan. And so I've been hungry, but not ridiculously hungry, but that's kind of the way my diet was before I went in for surgery. So I'm doing all right.
You probably lose some weight because you can't make it to the fridge or the kitchen.
I don't know. I think a metal hip is heavier than a bone hip, so he's going to actually put on weight.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's ceramic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Did you register your pattern at the Hecht company?
It's made out of clay.
How long do they put you in the kiln for?
I said one thing to Dr. Bones when he came in to see me, and I said, "Hey, Dr. Bones, do want to book you?" He has tentatively agreed to come on the show.
Ooh, excellent.
We'll do it. Let's make sure we have the full recovery before we book him, because I want him to come on the show and talk about the fact this guy knocks out multiple procedures in a day, and I want to hear about the process and how he does all of that. And
like an assembly line.
Other than that, great nurses in the hospital. Great nurses, except for one.
There's always one.
Can't wait.
Was the bad nurse? Was she hot, but incompetent? No, she was ugly.
No.
Oh,
double negative.
Doesn't equal a positive. Ugly. I would say been there, done it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, she's just grizzled.
Long time. She's been at it a while, and it started out really, really good. I try to like super kiss ass when I'm, because these are the
you
people
got to.
They control your life. But then, you know, it just kind of went south, and a few things would be, I guess the key would be, I got back from the surgery and they have me with that little oxygen doohickey they put in your nose, right?
Yeah.
And I was there all day into the evening. And the evening nurse came on, and she looked down, and she pulled the little tube, and she laughed. So don't know why that's there. And I had been attached to nothing all day long with just oxygen. So I'd had the look of someone who's on oxygen with it being not attached to anything. There was really no reason other than the fact that it had just been sort of lazily left there in my nose.
Check your receipt. Make sure you don't pay for that.
Mike.
I'll go back and look and see if I've got that.
Mike, do you feel like you are bulletproof? Because essentially, the second surgery, while it's a little more routine,
and we've had coworkers that have come back from medical experiences and they feel bulletproof.
Yes,
I feel no more bulletproof than in fact, I don't even have an analogy. There's the oxycodone.
Yeah, ride that wave. Tell us how much you love
us. Not working. No, I feel right now that I don't feel as scared as I was before. I was scared out of my mind. I didn't tell anybody this on the air unless I was using really vague terminology.
You said goodbye to us last show before the surgery.
We went a minute and a half over because you said goodbye and that you loved all of us, which we know is not true.
They like to use the term, how is it put to me? Well, you know, you have to make choices, and you know, the choice is if you want to take a risk or you want to live limping around the rest of your days. That's kind of the attitude, you know,
because you do
go on thinners because you get these blood clots, and that, when you're getting an operation done, causes bleeding, which is not a good thing.
Heavy flow.
So it was just very heavy flow.
Yeah, heavy flow day.
Oh, my God. The last day that I was there, when they took my IV via, it was like, you know, seriously, it was something about Mary.
Oh!
You know,
so
fuckers meet the parents. I'm sorry.
Oh,
we got a bleeder. My right wrist. This is a good story because I remember it. They come back to me in my drug haze.
Yes.
They put it in my the top of my hand. That's where my IV came in.
Right.
And they removed it the last day. And she goes, "Oh boy, you are on blood thinners, aren't you, Mr. Mellon?"
Oh no.
So she's patching me up, and apparently the sheet that they put my ice pack in, was what she had used to curb the stem of blood. And so I've got my clothes on and I'm getting ready to get into the wheelchair to be wheeled down to the car. And I look over and she goes, "Oh, what is that?" And I look over and my ice pack is this massive blood stain.
Oh,
which would indicate that I'm bleeding from, where the ice was.
Right.
No, that wasn't it. You know, God love them. I mean, the nurses are wonderful. They're just tiny little things that they forget to do because they do it every day, you know?
We'll just leave that tube there. We'll soak blood up with this, and we'll be back and see you in 6 hours.
See you later. You know, got to get to the all-you-can-eat buffet. That's what we have
to
do.
Oh, dear. Have you... Did you have the experience where you get to hit the nurse call button and they give you, yes?
I got one of those that was even more. I got a yes, Mike.
Oh, no. That's really not good because they're familiar with you.
Mike, is this a good time to ask you if you want to talk to some of the callers?
Oh, no.
I'll talk to the callers.
Yeah, you're on a high arc. Let's do this.
All right, very good.
All right.
All right, we're back in a second. It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. The f***ing leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. A, B, C. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. Get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. Sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you gonna take it? Are you man enough to take it?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it today and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us anytime, but especially today, Wide Open Wednesday, by calling 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Vista Print. I love Vista Print.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got over there, Oscar? A new one, right?
I've got a brand new card. Wonderful design. Pork Chop Volcano. Comedy Improv.
Love it.
You can't go wrong. And they sent us a beautiful card. Both side. Double-sided.
I love when they upgrade.
You've got all your information, social media on one side, and you've got the logo and what they're about on the front.
Vista Print can do anything. They're the best friend to any small business owner, but this one deal remains unbeatable. Right now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. Think of it, 500 cards for under 10 bucks, and it's easy to make your own design, or you can use a template. They've got many, many templates you can use. 100% user-friendly. Fact, everyone in this room has made a Vistaprint card, and we all love the result. And the upgrades Oscar was talking about, raised print, improve your stock. You can go both-sided.
The sky's the limit.
It's beautiful. And they have the best customer service, great quality, and as I said, satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. So remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for just $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, be like all of us and create your custom card, and use the promo code TMOS at checkout. Quality is great, easily customizable, and you can't beat the deal. 500 cards for $9.99. Remember, Vistaprint.com, TMOS. Don't wait. Order today.
Now, back to the man who loves a vague text, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Let's not pick at that scat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, please. Thank you.
Clam, 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 clammy, clammy town.
Oh, is it? Yeah, the painkillers tend to work with your body heat.
Clammy man, Mr. Clammy man.
I'm going to send down some cocktail sauce.
Are you saying?
Hold on, let me, yes. What time is it Eastern time right now?
Oh, right now it's 9:37.
Oh, I have roughly 1 hour.
Until what?
I'm addicted to oxycodone.
Is there a drip or is it pills?
I don't pay any attention to rumors.
Pills. I'm the living proof. I'm living proof of the opioid epidemic in the United States. Mm. I look forward to my. I skipped them last night just to kind of experiment to see. And the way I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning was just not cool. So we're back on the. We had the full dose at 6:30, and we'll get the full dose again. It's
the one that you skipped. You didn't double up on the next one, did you, Elvis?
My let me explain to you, Jack.
Yeah, tell us everything.
Yeah, Chief.
These are the way my meds can work. Okay?
What's your ATM pin number?
Every 4 hours, I can take two or one. And I have been in a regular sort of zone of taking two every 4 hours.
Shocking.
And I'm back on that zone at 6:30. So I'll be doing that again. It doesn't really hurt the pain. It just makes you feel better. If you read about opioids, that's what they do, you see.
Sure.
It's called really pain do. Management, Mike. Pain management.
I don't pay any attention to one or two pills, Chief.
Yeah. Rob, getting back to your vague tech.
Thank you, Oscar.
We have callers that need to talk to you, Mike.
I was so angry at you, Rob, that I almost had Carla take a picture of my right side. And really take, like, when we were changing the dressing,
mm-hmm.
The nurse counted the staples from the top of my hip to the upper part of my thigh where they put the hip in, and it was 40.
They charge 40. You per staple, Mike, per staple.
yeah, Pony, that's exactly, it looks just like that sound you just made, that.
Yes. See, Mike, that's a sound of sympathy, not a sound of laughter, which would be.
No, I know. That was Pony going, oh, my God, that's a lot of staples.
Yeah.
It really is a lot of staples. And, you know, I'm going to name them all Adam.
Mike, let's take some calls here. The lines are locked for you.
Okay.
Mark in College Park. Mark, you're on with the Mike O'Mara Show and Mike O'Mara.
Nice.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. You've been a hold for over 30 minutes. Appreciate your time.
Well, I usually have to call in. And, in honor of Mike coming back, I thought it was important to bring back one of the early Wide Open Wednesday features, which is you, Rob.
Thank you, sir. In and out. The man waited over 30 minutes for that.
Hey, Mike, would you do me a favor and mail me some opioids? Because you say they will make me feel better. And that hurts.
God. That was such a nerdy call at the beginning. I didn't see that one coming at all. That came out of, at least, that I'm on dope, so I didn't see it.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Yeah, that was the tractor trailer in Pet Cemetery. let's go to the next call, guys. Let's go to David in Silver Spring. David, you're on with Mike O'Mara on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you? This is Diamond Dave Smolar calling you from beautiful downtown Silver Spring, Maryland.
It is beautiful.
Oh,
it's been rebuilt.
Yeah. Mm.
Sir, what would you like to say, Mr. Mike O'Mara? He's listening.
Oh, my God. He's that Papa? Are you okay?
Okay, goodbye. Jesus. Mike, aren't you happy you came back?
Boy, that call was needy and unfunny.
Hey, Diamond Dave Smolar from beautiful. There's nothing beautiful about Silver Spring anywhere.
All his prep went into his first sentence, and then zilch.
He flamed out.
He did.
Right. Let's go to Steven in Arlington, Texas. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The joy of hearing that first call unedited was worth the call in today.
I want to thank
Mike for coming back on this soon. I'm glad to hear his voice again.
He sounds great, right? He sounds healthy.
Yeah, I feel good. I'm looking forward to
listener, be quiet.
Hold on, let me put this tool on hold.
I'm looking forward to that voice. Anyway, what happened? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I can bring up Steven now. He just wasn't playing the game of you talk, then I talk, and then you talk, and then I talk.
Right.
Now, Steven, you were still talking.
Steven,
now,
what can we do for you?
Thank you.
I just wanted to thank Rob for playing some clips of Better Call Saul. I finally started watching it. I should have been watching it a long time. Best writing in television.
Have you been binge-watched the first part of it, or are you just picking up this season?
I binge-watched everything on Netflix, and now I know the context of the clips you've been playing.
Wow.
I cannot wait to see.
That's so
three.
Cool.
You
Great
know
show.
What? That show, and you're so right about the writing. I think it does have the best writing that's on television right now. And man, Rob, don't you want to kill his brother?
Oh, I hate him. I hate him.
I was told. I was very clear. There would be no power tools.
Yeah. Oh man.
He says, you know, "I believe I was very clear with your dispatcher. No power tools."
Oh, fantastic show! What if you haven't seen it? Really, check out Better Call Saul.
It's awesome.
I'm jealous. You got to go back and catch up on the original Breaking Bad, and then scoot into the new episode.
It is so great the way they're playing with the plot arcs.
Yeah.
Because the guy from Las Polas Hermanos is alive again.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's go to Bob in Georgia. Bob, you're on with Mike O'Mara.
Hey, guys. Bob from Georgia here.
What's up, buddy?
Mike, glad to hear you're coming along. And
thank you. Thank you. Good to be on the show,
guys. I just want to tell you, I got turned on to the show by your nephew / cousin, Ben, who I went to college with at Elon University.
Ooh. Neat.
Ben O'Mara, soon to be taking the big plunge of matrimony, and Ben's a good guy, and we love Ben. And Ben is the family member more than anybody in my entire family that supports this show the most, and I'm forever grateful. It's tough to see him because he's out on the West Coast, and we're all back still on the East Coast, but I really do hope to see Ben this summer. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks,
Bob. Yeah, looking forward to going to the wedding, too. I'll be there. You going to be there, Mike?
I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to try to get there. I think we're looking forward to might just be me, and you know what that means.
Yes,
so, hey, it's go ladies, time.
Oh, yeah. Give Ben my very best, sir. Thank you for the call.
Will do. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, I don't know that we've addressed it. Have you met Ben's fiance?
Yes. Yeah.
Is she awesome? She's got to be.
She's fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. And,
Eliza is a very, very nice lady. Very, very super lady.
You got to send that RSVP, Mike. They're waiting.
That's right. Mike O'Mara plus one.
That's actually going to be one on the hit. Back right. end of the summer. That'll probably be the last major event before the NOLA show. So
nice.
Cool.
All right, Mike, one more call. Do you have time for that?
I sure. Where the hell am I going?
Okay, just want to make sure.
That's true.
Dan from Delaware, you're on the Mike O'Mara show with Mike O'Mara.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, good morning.
Sorry.
He's giving us office
calls. Can I? Hold on. Put that guy on hold for a
second. Yeah, I'll put him on hold. Hold on, Dan.
Hold on, Dan.
So major surgery. I'm on a flight of opiates that could knock out a decent-sized racehorse. And I'm sitting here thinking, when you guys come to me, the first thing I wanted to say, hey, guys, how are you? How's it going? And I get these callers that wait for 5 minutes, and then they come on and they say, hello, how are you? How's it going? What is with the low energy?
Mike, this is the Oxy Mob.
Yeah, this is the Oxy Mob. But also, I think some of these guys, Mike, call in from their cubes or their office, but they're desperately listening to the show, and they want to be a part of it. They're such big fans that they want to get in.
Take some of those cubes and grow a set of them. All right?
Yeah, should I hang up on Dan, or you want to listen to him?
No, I'll talk to Dan. Okay. Let's go.
All right, let's go back to Dan. Dan, make it right.
Hey, guys. Holy crap, it's good to talk to you this morning.
Well played. What can we do for you?
I'm just so excited that Mike didn't die.
Yes.
I think we all are.
We all are.
Me too. Oh, that's so sweet. That is so very
sweet. I love listening to Rob and Oscar, but it's not the same.
It's just not the same.
No, it's not nearly as good.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Today's better, though.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
I really was just calling because I got the push notification on my phone.
Well, thank you.
I like that.
Hey, Dan. I usually can't because I'm a teacher and you can't just stop in the middle of class and call Mike O'Mara. I mean, I guess you could, but I don't think I should.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Right.
The future of America.
Mike, I've hung up on the man. He's talking all over you.
They should be meaner to each other. Anyway, go ahead.
You got to understand, Pony got a good lashing on Monday. Was it Monday's show?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Mike, I don't ever ask you to listen to a program, but if you really want to hear Pony cringe and squirm, Monday would be the day.
Yep.
Now, can you give me the context of the tongue lashing?
Yes. He tried to tell us that we weren't allowed to allude that he was having sex with his mother anymore on the show.
Oh, dear God. Did he get upset?
It got heated.
Yes. You know how that goes when someone tells us what we can and cannot talk about after they bring it up.
I understand that. And, and certainly a reasonable amount of consternation could be expected with a line of humor along the, and I emphasize humor.
Right.
We've been doing it for a long time. It's a, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been a sore subject in previous incarnations of the show.
Yes.
You know, so, well, how did the date end? Did it get ugly?
So the issue for us was that Pony told us that he didn't want us talking about it till after the mics were off. So as soon as the mics came back on, Rob wanted to move forward. And I said, whoa.
Yeah.
What just happened? And then we addressed it on air as we should.
Well, no, you're spoiling the whole show for him.
You know, he's not going to listen, let's be honest.
Trust me, it doesn't spoil the film Citizen Kane if you know that it's a sled. It's still a beautiful journey.
So let me see if I've got this right. Tony asked you guys to move on. Rob acquiesced, and Oscar, you were evil, and you stayed on the subject.
I just said to Pony something along the lines that if I did what every coworker, family member, program director, or listener ever said to do, I would not be where I am today.
Attaboy.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And attaboy. I think at the end of the day, Pony saw our thought process and our viewpoint and said, these guys aren't being jerks. What we said, if you come to us and you say, hey, please stop talking about me banging my mom, and you tell us off air, that means you're banging your mom. Like, you're doubling down on that in our eyes.
Yeah, we did address the he doth protest too much theory.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know what, Pony? I'll tell you what.
Yes, Mike.
I'll never bring your love life up again, ever, if you just teach the interns how to screen calls yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can do that. I mean, it was a little disconcerting. My problem was, at the beginning of the show, I should have just waited till everything was up and running and then called in.
Yes.
But I didn't do that, and then I got irritated and the whole thing with Adam, and he was saying hello, because he saw it was my number.
Yeah, he was excited.
Yeah, I think his actual, I think, I don't want to be his champion here.
Because we don't know him well enough.
We don't know him well enough, but I heard him screen calls from listeners that he did not recognize the name of, and he was doing it right.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to roll out a sort of amount of cordialness to Mike, and maybe a bit of starstruck.
He thinks that Mike recognizes him.
Yes.
Right. And,
because
and
he walked in front of the webcam once.
And you know what? And I accept that, and that's fine, and I'm fine. So right now, I'm just going to leave it as I really, really don't like him.
Okay.
We'll see where we go from there. We'll see. This has been, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. But right now, I don't see, you know, I'm not tremendously optimistic that I'm ever going to like him. But you never know what can happen.
Okay.
In the future.
Very true.
You never know.
Very true.
And who knows how, you know, there are a lot of people that have lasted on the show that I don't like. So it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be A-okay.
Takes forever. We haven't got rid of Matt yet. Mike, we're gonna let you go because clearly you've done more work than you should have.
Exactly.
Your time is valuable and that oxy's really kicking in.
You know, man, I could do the shows like this. I'd love to do them from bed. I love being in my bed. But technically, I'm glad you're letting me go, Oscar, because now I have to go through the process of getting myself up and doing my little walker walkabout. So,
all right,
Oscar,
man.
I guess I will talk to you. We'll talk off here probably.
Yeah, I'll call you after the show.
Have a fantastic. No, you won't. No, don't.
No,
Mike, I've got a lot of vague texts I want to send over the weekend.
I was really going to call you after the show. I won't call you then. We're good.
Call me tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
And by the way, getting back to your new studio,
yes.
What are those things? What are those, like, monitor? Are those equipment racks with monitors
yes,
on them?
Yes, Mike. Yes. They were donated to us.
God.
Wow. Beautiful.
Oh, those
beautiful.
Are so pretty.
It takes a village, Mike. Takes a village.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Call the helpline.
Oscar's always telling me to build a village. Yeah. As I sit here.
With his flamethrower.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Mike, go block my number, and we'll talk on Tuesday.
I'll talk to you later.
Ciao, love you. Ciao. Feel better, Mike.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Wow.
That was fun.
That was a blast.
Was it?
We're powerful, eh? Yes. So let us take a break. And when we return, maybe more calls.
Let's
maybe
do it.
Not. We will see. Call us up, 888- 920 More, and we're back after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What do you say when there are no words?
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. Mm-hmm. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station.
Great station. Love that station.
The Wave.
Love it, love it, love it. As a matter of fact, we are nearing our first anniversary on The Wave. Did you know
that's
that?
That's awesome.
I think Memorial Day weekend. So we will have, I think, Tom from The Morning Wave checking in next week.
Perfect.
Because things are going great there. Amazon.
Woo!
I went on Amazon. I got a brand new big clock. Did you know that?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Where do you put a big clock in your home?
Put it on the big wall.
Yes.
Yes.
But you all have phones?
Yeah,
and watches.
But this is a decorative big clock.
Ah,
a decorative
got
big
it.
Clock. But really, that's not what matters. What matters is Jeb Hardison, who has recently acquired the responsibility at his office to do all the supply ordering.
Oh, that is a That
God
is a,
said,
that is
yes.
a, but it's a thankless job. But know this, if you get tapped for that, mm-hmm. you can do some good with that power.
And what he does is he gets everything signed off on, then goes to our website, clicks our Amazon link, and he ordered a 1 terabyte laptop hard drive, and last week a $400 laser jet
Woo!
Printer. All supplies going through our website. Thank you, Jeb Hardison, and thank you for buying something and saying something. Spread the word. Remember, when you go through our app and when you go through our website and shop Amazon, it changes nothing
Amazon
for you.
Amazon has everything.
It changes nothing, but it means the world to us. So when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Spread the word!
Woo!
Thank you kindly. Now, I got this this story across my desk this morning, and it concerned me for one reason. This is from collegestats.org.
Yes.
And you went to a party school.
Yeah. Oh, God. WVU.
I mean, notable party school.
U92.
That
College
was your
Radio Station of the Year last year, I found out.
And VCU is, well, they're more pills and
known
drugs at
for
VCU.
STDs.
Oh, lots of STDs.
Yes.
But there was a good amount of drinking. I stayed away from it. Because
STDs
I was,
and drinking?
Well, you know what? If I was exposed to STDs, I probably would have made that jump. But there was no S to get the TDs. There was no way to do it.
Can I ask you just a quick sidebar?
Sure,
I know,
sure.
We don't have that much time.
Right.
Oh, why would I bring this up now then?
What?
I'm not a professional. Okay. You probably talked about this on Dynamite at a certain
sure.
point.
Sure.
When did you lose your virginity?
It was the right before my sophomore year of college.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was just putting that together with the no STDs.
And I never caught a disease.
Yeah, the no drugs.
That's right.
Usually there's like a girl in your teens that does that smokes pot, but she's so hot, you're like, all right, I'll smoke pot too.
Right.
That type of transition happens. But for you, you were such a nice, like well-balanced,
you know,
healthy,
it's funny.
Kind
I would have. Would have. It's funny that we started the show
yes.
today with Glengarry Glenn Ross. I had the leads. I couldn't close. The leads are no good. You are no good.
Couldn't close. We'll have to get that into that some other time.
That's right. Could not close.
Had the leads.
No. Couldn't close.
Hot
couldn't
leads. Couldn't cold leads. Do you remember?
Nah. Some hot, some cold.
Yeah.
There were openings, but you just couldn't close.
Get into them.
That's right.
Go.
Yeah, but married now.
Yeah,
good
married
kids.
Now. Happy.
All, yeah.
Not at all.
Happy as a clam. Mike is clammy. Yeah. I'm happy as a clam. We'll find a shellfish analogy for you shortly. They tracked Instagram, Forbes did, and ranked the top colleges that give you the most posts about drinking games.
Oh, wow.
Isn't technology fantastic?
Oh, and it's aggregated, right? So
yes.
you'd probably have to have somebody that this type of research project at some big university, and it would take them years.
Right.
Now it's just done through a computer.
You left click, and they got it. We have a call. You want to go to this real
yes,
quick?
Yes, Kevin from Texas.
Hi, Kevin. What's up?
Kevin, you are on the air.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Hey, you talked yesterday about the movie Roller Coaster?
Yeah, talk about movie Roller Coaster movie.
Yeah, a lot of that was shot in Valencia at Magic Mountain.
Yeah, don't care. I don't go to that park. A lot of it was shot at King's Dominion. That's the story.
Wait. Was it really shot at King's Dominion, or is that something you just heard and you've been
holding
on
to that?
No, it's shot
at... Well, you see, it was shot at four different theme parks.
Oh, okay.
But the drop, the great scene with the money drop is at King's Dominion.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, that's okay, but And Valencia had the Revolution, which was a brand new roller coaster at the time.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with
you. Are
you
a coaster head, Kevin? You sound like you're into this.
Yeah, actually I was, because I live right down the street from Valencia.
See, he likes it just like you do, Rob.
You know what? We should get together.
Kevin. Let me ask, this is the real question before we let you go.
Did you just die in a roller coaster accident?
No.
No, he did not.
would you ever spend your anniversary at Valencia and get a turkey?
Yes.
Valencia
is the outskirts of Los Angeles, and it's very nice. It's a lot of people don't know that. It's really where a lot of up-and-coming actors and actresses and models live, because it's cheaper than just living in Los Angeles. So you see a lot of people that, wow, like somebody that's just about ready to
hit the scene.
I'm not sure that he interpreted your question right, because what he's saying is that actors... No, you pipe down, sir.
You pipe down.
I believe you wanted to know if it was okay to spend your anniversary at the theme park. And so what he's saying is that a lot of upcoming actors and actresses are living at a theme park. And that's not what's happening. You're talking about the town of Valencia.
I put that together.
All right, I'm just
that
being
together.
Just very
clear for the listeners. I get that. All right, well, this is taking a left turn to a different conversation. And we've got to finish our STD quiz here.
Well, getting
it's not
getting,
STDs. It's drinking.
Yeah, we would actually go. My wife and I would actually go there for our anniversary. We would, because it's a nice theme park.
Oh yeah, you and Rob and Carrie should do something together. He's not kidding. You should meet in Texas halfway through.
I'd love it.
All right.
Okay, but for Rob, Magic Mountain does not serve smoked turkey legs. And that's one thing that he does have on top of it.
Okay, what I need you to do, sir, is I need you to go outside and burn your house down. Okay?
Oh, stop!
Thank you.
I'm going to let you go, Kevin. I hate to hang up on callers, but you got to go. You're killing me, man. Listen.
My bad on that
This is your people.
Yeah,
Rob,
but
that is your guy, but he's in Texas. This is who you are. You know how people sometimes judge you?
Yes.
You're judging yourself.
I am.
Kevin is you.
That was a really ugly experience for me.
Yeah.
That call.
That guy is the guy you are to us.
Wow, really?
Yes.
I'd like to think my timing was a little better.
A dream within a dream.
Okay, very good. The thing that troubled me about the top colleges that post on Instagram, this is really, that's upsetting.
Yes. I'll let you live in that on your drive
home.
Hey,
Facebook, that's mean, okay? That's Oscar being mean to me.
Yeah, there you go.
You place your order and you get
back
it.
Back to the STD.
The number, it's not STDs, drinking games. Do you know what the number three school in the world for posts about drinking games is?
Wisconsin.
It's where my daughter wants to go, the Savannah College of Art and Design in Georgia.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Really?
Yes.
That's not good for tuition dollars.
No. Mm-mm. So
scratch that right off the list of my parent.
And also, if you want to stay cheap and stay local, number five, right in our backyard, Strayer College in Arlington, Virginia.
Online university.
Yeah.
You know? You have a lot of time to not do your homework.
What you can do is just, you know, put a piece of tape over your camera and play Flip Cup. While you're studying.
I think they have a campus, if I'm not mistaken, in the tech corridor of Manassas.
Do they really?
There are classrooms. It's not all online. I take all that back.
Okay.
But they are drinking heavily.
Sure they are. Well, anyway, so be careful with that.
What was the number one?
The number one was...
You left us... I need 3-1, man.
The number one is actually the Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey. This is a stat that will blow your mind.
Bridge and Tunnel Crew.
1.4% of their Instagram posts from students are about drinking games. Over 1% of all Instagram posts.
Close to New York.
Yeah.
A lot of trim, a lot of drinking.
Oh, God. Julia, you know what? You're going to stay up. You're going to be homeschooled. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, WVU, mind you, I've been out for 10 years.
Sure.
Or maybe longer than that. God. No, 10 years. I would say that it is the party school that it was back then, from what I've heard. If you can make it through freshman year and not fail out, I would say it makes you a better person, but why even take that chance?
I will tell you this. Instagram wasn't a big deal 10 years ago.
It wasn't.
Do you think WVU is Instagramming, or is that not something that...
No, they're too busy drinking and burning couches.
Of course they are.
It's a sad...
Burning couches.
It's a sad town. It's their thing. Full of bars.
That's the smell of burning couches. That means that fall is here. The leaves have changed and the couch is on fire. All right, we're still late, so we will break. We come back. I have a surprise for Pony.
Oh.
I think you'll like this. We're back after this.
It's not exciting.
Doesn't involve your mom. Don't sweat it.
Thank you. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too. Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass.
Tell you what I do love. I do love stamps.com.
Oh, yeah.
It is the best. With stamps.com, you can mail any letter or any package just by using your computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. Best thing of all, no more trips to the post office. I hate going to the post office. The parking, the lines, it is time-destroying, soul-crushing, and stamps.com ends it. Domestic or international, anything. You just click, print, mail, and you are done. It is so easy. You just create your stamps.com account. It takes minutes. You go online. There's no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. It's convenient. It is easy. It is reliable. It is flexible. That is stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage, so there's no gray area. You know exactly how to mail anything all the time.
Don't deal with the time suck that is the post office. You can do it from home. If you can check your email, you can run stamps.com.
We have used stamps.com forever. Every fruitcake that has ever left this studio has been done by stamps.com.
Imagine doing this. Whoa, I got to send a package. Oh my God, the joy, the glee, the fun.
Utter delight.
That comes with saying, I just have to walk onto this desk or wherever you have that little scale, drop it on there, you print out a little label, boom, bam, you're done.
You hand it to the post office and you're done.
Post office? The postman.
That's what I meant. Yes. Hand it to the postman, yes. The mailman. You will love it. We love it. We will continue to use it forever because it's easy, convenient, and it saves us money
Super
and time.
Super easy.
Right now, you can enjoy a stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a free 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Oh, yeah. Are you stroking out?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. No. Everything all right? I know you get weird when the clock runs.
No, it's not that.
No.
The hay fever is the worst it's ever been in my life.
Oh, here we go. You asked. Bubble boy.
Wasn't going to bring it up. Wasn't
going to
bring it up. Wasn't going to bring it up, but you asked directly.
Hay fever.
I even changed my terminology to make you
something.
More.
It's probably like a pulmonary embolism that's creeping up on you.
Yeah, that pretty much works on your breathing.
Every time there's something, it's something else. What type of ailment do you have now? Because he always says allergies, but it turns out to be bronchitis.
No,
it's
not.
Or walking pneumonia.
It's not walking pneumonia. As you recall, I went to the doctor not 2 weeks ago,
that's
and my lungs are fine.
That's the scary part. Again, you're sick.
No, I'm not.
Yo, please. You just said you are.
Talk to anyone. And you don't battle seasonal allergies. That's your deal.
I battle allergies. They
no,
suck.
No, you don't.
Break through them. But like the Kool-Aid guy on the wall.
What? How does that work again? I forget.
He goes, oh, yeah. And then he awkwardly steps out.
No, I understand the commercial.
Oh,
yes.
But how does that cure my allergies?
I'm just saying. We got an hour and a half.
Right.
You can be on your A game for an hour and a half. And
absolutely.
Not pout about your allergies.
I didn't say a word about my allergies.
Just saying.
Are you?
Well, you're not pulling music down for spots. You're not giving me the top three for the Instagram party schools. That's why I'm asking you. Is everything okay?
Everything is fine.
Okay.
You're bitter.
Why? Well, I feel like I'm on a ship rowing and one guy broke his oar. Let's do this.
The oar is fine. Oar is fine.
So I'll make sure.
I got this emailed to me yesterday. I wanted to play this for Pony today. Remember Pony's story of covering his face with hickeys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy this. It's the commercial for the Vac Man.
Stop, evildoers.
Stretch Armstrong, I will destroy you.
Introducing Vac Man, Stretch Armstrong's arch enemy. Use the super-sucking vac pump to turn him into a mutating monster, then stretch him to villainous proportions. He stays that way until you press his cybernetic button. Vac-Man, Stretch Armstrong's arch enemy from Cap Toys. Who else?
That's 1994, that ad. How old were you?
I was, I guess 8, like 7 or 8.
Can you imagine Pony at 8 years old?
Hickey boy. For those of you not in the know, if you're just joining us, this is why you definitely have to listen to the shows in sequence sometimes.
In order, yes.
I would say that I told the story that Pony told on TMOS
to my girl yesterday.
Yes.
Because I forbid her to listen.
Yes. I think that's wise.
I was like, I'll tell you something fun. Because I just started laughing on my own. I was thinking a young pony boy in eighth grade in his Izod t-shirt pulling on what is essentially a Swedish penis pump.
Right.
Toy with a vacuum man.
Yeah.
Right on his face over and over because it felt good. Right.
And then the horror of his mother discovering it.
Yes.
And then having to tell his father. And how did your father react again?
Oh, he just laughed.
Yeah. Of course he did.
I just laughed.
That's my son.
There he
is. Waka, 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 waka.
Meanwhile, he's doing that and rubbing up against his $6 million man doll. Yeah. But while we have a moment here, I wanted to know.
Thank you for finding that.
That the Vac Man was. It's a really horrible looking toy.
Oh, he's terrifying.
It's really, really bad
Vac
looking.
Vac Man. They couldn't sell that these days, by the way.
Looking,
no. Choking hazard.
No, no, no. Looking back, when you were 8 or 9, do you have any favorite toys you remember? And I like doing this because we are three different, you know, generations. Here.
I would say I wasn't spoiled, but to be fair to me, I was a really good kid, right? I think I was just scared of my parents beating me.
When did you spin out?
Probably teenage years.
Okay.
I would say right about when you started driving.
No, when I found girls.
And sure.
I didn't want to do what I wanted to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? When you're like, there's that.
When you were seeking the TDs?
Yes, the TDs. Where are my STDs? So I can Instagram about them.
Where are my STDs at?
Yes. Legit, I remember... If I got good grades, there would be a toy that I would get for my birthday or Christmas. Right,
it's a rock.
Yes, pet rock and
hell rock.
I was just so into Transformers.
That was your deal, right?
I look back now, I for an immigrant family that was just making their way through, being in this new country, learning the language. I felt like I always had everything.
Yeah.
No, I didn't because we never bought the Star Wars toys because. A, my parents didn't really know about Star Wars, and B, they were really expensive when we were kids.
By the time you were at the age, Star Wars was sort of winding down.
And my dad didn't grow up on them, right?
Right, right.
He was living his own life in Bolivia, and I'm sure that they weren't dubbing movies at that point.
A lot of my friends, a lot of my friends were into Star Wars stuff. I didn't have a lot of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, and I didn't either because A, my parents weren't into it, and B, I didn't have an exposure to it till later in life.
Mm-hmm.
But Transformers. Were them like your Optimus Prime?
Sure.
I remember when there was the Aerobots, which were a bunch of little planes that got together and made a bigger robot.
I remember that.
That was one of our most massive gifts that I felt like, oh my God, my parents just spent the mortgage on getting these toys.
Yeah.
It's fun. So Transformers.
My toy that I first remember.
No GoBots. Boo.
Boo.
Don't care for the GoBots. Definitely. That's the Pepsi Cola.
Well,
of the Transformers
I feel like
toy.
You would have been into, you grew up on a farm. You were probably into like one of those old school toys that you like a wheel that you have a stick and you have to roll it down the street. Yeah. Right?
And when I wasn't running up and down the street banging a stick on a fence
or a fence post with a ball attached to it.
Oh, like a tetherball?
Yeah. No. Your grandpa made one of those and said, "Play with this, son."
There was no time to play. There was cotton to pick.
Yeah.
The only thing that I remember growing up, the first two toys.
What
that
about
jumped
bobbing
to my,
for apples?
Bobbing for apples.
You guys did that all the time,
of course. But I kept all the apples.
Got it. Mid pie.
There was a toy called Starbird. And Starbird.
I gotta look this up.
This was a Star Wars ripoff toy that when you turned on, it went moo, like hummed like a motor. And when you pointed it up, it would go moo, like it was gaining altitude. And when you pointed it down, it went moo, like it was.
Oh, it would have a sound effect.
Yep.
Oh.
And then also,
does this bring back memories?
I still have one.
You still have one?
I still have one. I replaced it. Yeah.
But you replaced it? What do you mean you replaced it?
Well, I got rid of it as a kid, but it was my favorite toy, so
and
I have
bought
one.
Another one.
I did.
How much did that cost?
Actually, you know what? A listener sent it.
Oh, that's
come
nice.
To think on it, yeah.
So you spent $0. Do you play with it now, or still in the box to resell?
It's still in the box, but I do. If I have enough drinks, I'll get it out.
You pull it out?
Yeah.
Have you pulled it out since?
The toy?
Yeah.
Oh, just making sure. Yes, of course.
Okay, just want to make sure.
And also, there's a red button that makes it fire a laser.
Ooh.
Pew, 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 pew. But you know what is a great toy that I would love to have again?
Hold on a sec. Where did this originate from? This is like a ripoff.
It's a Star Wars ripoff.
Yeah. This is the GoBots of Star Wars.
But it had a great television marketing campaign at the time.
Starbird.
This looks like so low rent compared to Star Wars.
It was great. I don't know why. I just it really was my favorite toy. And you know, with the kids and they're like video games now.
So sad. Yeah.
You never see like a kid running around holding a spaceship making it fly.
Do you ever think about your lot in life that
after today's show, a lot? Yeah.
You had a Starbird toy.
Right.
You should have been into Star Wars, but your parents hated you so much they didn't. They just wouldn't make it happen.
They had their own issues. They eventually had to divorce and find their own happiness.
You now drive a late, not a late model, I would say an older Oldsmobile.
It's a Buick, and I hate it.
Same thing.
Yep.
And like you just can't catch a break in life, man. This is rough.
Sucks to be Rob.
Yeah.
What have I said for years?
This toy is so sad.
Okay, what about my second toy? Might not be as sad.
Okay.
The Evel Knievel friction launch motorcycle, where you would put Evel Knievel on a motorcycle and put him in like a launching thing, and you'd crank it up and we'd go, ying, 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 and then he'd go off and the motorcycle would fly and he would fly off the motorcycle.
Was Evel Knievel in Over the Top with Sly Stallone? Because they were headed at Caesar's Palace and Evel had to jump over the fountains.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Over the Top?
Never seen it.
No. Oh my God, Rob, the best arm wrestling movie ever.
Oh, if you were to make a list of the top 100 arm wrestling movies.
He's a trucker and he's got to win to get his daughter back.
Oh, I thought it was a son.
Oh, son.
I don't know. I remember the notion of the movie.
Kid could have gone either way when he grew up.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yes. you know, in this day and age, wow. Anything's possible.
Anyway, so the Evel Knievel
could've
toy.
Could have been a son.
Do you think Evel Knievel, is that as sad as Starbird?
Yeah. Evel Knievel better. Put us. It's like the equivalent of
the late Evel Knievel.
Of having a doll or one of the great Walindas, right?
Yes.
Like, they're just hacks in the long run because they're jumping. Or they're walking on
tight ropes. But the motorcycle, man.
It's the Dew Tour. It comes into town every year.
Okay.
It's not as cool as it used to be. You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to stay home and play with my Starbird.
And Evel, by the way, well, he jumped from one ramp to the other.
Yes.
Kind of cool back then. It's kind of hard for me to get excited for that because right now people are spinning the motorcycles in there.
I know.
Right?
It was... You know what? This is like yesterday's show. I guess I'm keeping history alive.
Where did you jump your toy from? Like, what would you put like two encyclopedias together and then have a gap in the middle?
Just because I don't want to disappoint anyone with how typical I am.
Yes.
I made ramps out of albums. I honestly did.
Solid surface area.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Right.
Some milk crates underneath each one.
No, I think probably books. To prop up
how
albums.
Could you how much distance do you think Evel would clear when he was fully jacked up?
My memory is foggy, but I'm pretty sure it's about 270 yards.
Oh,
not really. Maybe 4 feet.
I was like, is that thing gas powered? What's
that's
going
right.
on?
So, that was my toy.
How long did you have that for?
Years. Loved it.
Would you buy it again, or would you welcome it as a gift again?
Oh my God, yes.
All right.
I would, absolutely. But don't send it. I don't want this.
Send
is not
that and a couple albums for ramps.
Send a GoBot to Oscar.
No, I will not take a GoBot. I will not play with it.
We'll get going, and we'll come back.
Right in the trash.
Come back with entertainment news. Johnny GoBot is here, and it is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Optimus Prime.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike Romero, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara Show, where there is no backstage. It is.
Yeah, it's only Oxycontins and Quaaludes.
That's right. Welcome back. Get that motorcycle to jump over that album.
Mom, can I have a pill?
No. Put your Starbird away. Shut up. Bands, musicians. This is great. If you're a great musician, you always need opportunities, and here we are to help you out. How would you like a big break in a legendary venue? We're going to be generous enough to help you out. That's because we're good guys. We're helpers. November 4th, 2017, The House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be the opening act for TMOS Live in NOLA. Just send a note and a video sample of your band's music. Remember, we need some video, and you could be on stage with us. Email it to band B-A-N-D. Band at MikeOMaraShow.com. That address again, band at MikeOMaraShow.com. Or click the TMOS live button on our website. It's your first step to superstardom. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you. Now, postponed from yesterday because we were hearing about Vacman, it is the return of Oscarazzi.
Yay, fellas.
Hey, Optimus Prime.
The No Fun League is now the Fun League.
Oh, I love fun. Fun is the best thing to have.
The NFL is finally relaxing its ridiculous rules on touchdown celebrations, so snow angels are legal again.
Thank God.
Wonderful.
Dude.
This is life-changing, Pony.
I'm tired of hearing these old-timers saying, why can't they just win like they've been there? Right. You know what? You haven't been there.
That's
true. You don't know what it's like to be in an arena with 100,000 people yelling your name.
It's showbiz, baby.
It's going to jack you up.
Yep.
All right? Just like Mike O'Mara was jacked up because he called and Adam was rude to him on the phones earlier.
Not rude. Overly nice.
Overly nice. Too familiar.
Lacked efficiency.
Don't be familiar with Mike O'Mara. Treat him like a stranger and ask him what city he's calling from.
And then write down the wrong city.
Yes. As you know, gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's actually a surprising trend that the NFL is relaxing those rules, but just to an extent. Commissioner Roger Goodell says players can now use the football as a prop in a celebration.
So you could pretend to sing into it?
They can celebrate on the ground. So snow angels, as I mentioned, are now legal, and players can do group demonstrations.
Oh, beautiful.
The icky shuffle. I need to see at least 8 dudes in the end zone doing the icky shuffle.
That's sort of a 10 years ago thing, though, right?
Yeah, but, dude.
Bring it back,
throwback
retro.
Thursday night football.
Thursday night football.
That's the time to do it.
You can only do it on Thursday games.
Anything that resembles taunting, though, will still be penalized. You
cannot
do that, including standing over there. An opponent, prolonged celebrations that delay the game will not be allowed, and offensive celebrations will also be flagged. Remember that.
Now, this does not affect the Washington Redskins
because
to celebrate, you need to score.
That's very true. yesterday, we did not have Oscarazzi. We remiss not to mention that James Bond passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Also known as Roger Moore. Roger Moore, by the way... You know, I know that I've had different Bonds growing up.
Right.
But Roger Moore was really the guy that I think of James Bond, not because I watched his films on the silver screen, if you will.
I will.
But it's because every time, like, they have a Bond marathon on TBS, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, TBS. It's all him.
Yeah, he had a great long
run. Is it 9 films?
Sounds about right.
Yes.
I will have a...
Hold on a second, Dan.
Dan O'Brien? Yes?
It's 7 films.
Okay, thank
you.
7 films.
You know what?
Like
next time, keep your hand down. Appreciate it. Thank you.
But...
Because Rob's never going to get to you with his mute button.
He's the template.
There you go.
The template for Bond for me was set by Roger Moore. And as I got older, I got to realize that it was more of a Sean Connery game. And I like Daniel Craig. But he is so... identified with the role, and I have some
Sean
stuff of
Connery.
Him.
You remember him as
no, I got to know him later.
Oh,
is
okay,
what I'm
gotcha.
Saying.
Yeah. Mm.
But I'll have some Roger Moore for you in the audio vault. But long life for him, a good life, and it's sad to see him go.
The top 3 most anticipated films of the summer. What do you think, Rob?
Probably the re-release of Wonder Woman.
Yes,
everyone wants to
see
that.
Yeah, 3-1, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales opens this Friday. By the way, getting horrible reviews, but why not take your kids to take a break from parenthood? Let them watch it.
Yeah.
Number 2, Spider-Man, Homecoming, July 7th, comes out. Now, I'm excited for that.
Who is playing Spidey?
It's a reboot of Spider-Man. It's a rando. It's not the guy from The Social Network anymore.
God, they recast Spider-Man like every 15 months.
He's a horror character.
Yeah. You totally love him.
Okay.
You totally love him. Because he actually seems... He was good in The Avengers, right?
Okay.
So he seems like they're introducing him in a different light. And then if you don't mind... Jesus Christ, we've got another intern in here.
Piping in?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Is his mic up?
Yes, it is.
Okay, talk.
Hey, everybody. It's Dotson here. Tom Holland is the name of the actor playing Peter Parker, and he's like 19. He's young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I like him.
All right.
Spider-Man, Homecoming. Thank you, Dotson. Number 1, Wonder Woman, June 2nd, as I mentioned earlier, and Rob Guest.
What is the buzz on Wonder Woman? Is it going to be good?
Yeah, dude. It's just a hot chick running around kicking ass.
Yeah, whipping people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pony.
You have... I demand you see that in the theater.
All right.
Demand.
All right. Well, God. Well,
wouldn't you want to see that?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't. You're lying.
Honoring your demands.
Please.
You're obviously very worked up about
it. I am worked up. This is the story of the week, and I wish it was Friday because I want you to marinate with this.
Okay. Marination.
A hotel employee got fired for sleeping with a guest. That guest was Orlando Bloom.
What?
Oh.
A bartender at a London hotel got fired for sleeping with a guest. The guest, who just happened to be Orlando Bloom, 21-year-old Viviana Ross, hit it off with him while pouring him drinks. So he invited her up to his room. She told friends she had a night of incredible sex.
Yeah, Orlando.
And he was, quote, an exceptionally good lover. Yeah. The next morning, Orlando left for an interview, and Viviana was still in bed when the hotel manager came into the room and saw her. He left the room, but an hour later, she got a text saying she was fired, even though everything happened after her shift. Now, I've eyeballed this young lady. Again, if you're out at work and maybe you have a filter with privacy, I would look up Viviana Ross. Can it get any better for movie stars? Like, all you have to do is go get a drink at the bar.
Yes, and you pay what you want.
And the bartender that everybody's been lusting over for a year
right.
just all of a sudden says, my shift is over. Let's head upstairs. Like,
but is it a fireable offense if it's after hours?
I don't know what the rules and regulations of this hotel chain
is. We need to consult with Adrian.
But I would say
he's
this.
Hotel, yeah.
I mean, the guy's a pimp half the time. He's the wrong guy to ask. But I'll say this. That if... if I could count the times there's somebody hot working at the desk and everybody's had the fantasy, be like, well, if I wasn't married or engaged or if I was single,
sure,
wouldn't this be great? This guy walks in, has one Mai Tai, and he's upstairs.
Gone. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Just, that's a different life.
Someday, Oscar.
No, it's already passed us by. It's over.
No, someday. Carrie can't live forever.
That is Oscar Rotzi for your Wednesday.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you. When we come back, we've got some cute little sounds that I think you will enjoy. So go nowhere. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
AmeriCast brings you the biggest names and more broadcasting and the fans together in one place.
This is Goat from D.C.
I'm Lisa King from Lake Ridge, Virginia.
I'm Veronica from Seattle.
This is Zoolander from Washington, D.C.
Share your voice on an upcoming show. It's easy to be a part of the fun. Go to Facebook.com/AmeriCast or send a tweet to AmeriCast. Just like the mailbag, AmeriCast is... AmeriCast. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
AmeriCast is the best. Love it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry I got caught up in the Viviana Ross pictures.
Yes. Gonna get a drink at the bar?
Google Image or Bing? Bing, by the way. Strong filters.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't believe.
Save some for Dad now.
Why do we still have Bing on our... Or Internet Explorer.
You're the one who keeps using Bing to search stuff.
Yeah, well, can
Here
you take,
now.
Can
Let
you
me
take
see
Explorer
if I can't find
our machine?
For
is
you.
That even possible? Is
I
it
can.
Baked in? Chrome's so much better.
Chrome's a great search
right?
engine. It's the best.
Edge, you're using Edge, and Edge is actually just as good.
This is
as
a family
Chrome.
Show. Stop talking about that. Move
yeah,
on,
don't
please.
Do all that dirty stuff with Bing. I know my wife's pregnant. Give her a drink. The bonus package. We're recording the bonus show today. And you can get on Chrome and search the Mike O'Mara Show. It'll take you to our website. That's how you buy the bonus package. The bonus package is the best hour of radio we do every week. And we want you to be a part of it. A shockingly small amount of you do. Please indulge. Treat yourself. Get the bonus package because that one show makes the other five shows a week possible. The future of the Mike O'Mara Show literally depends on it. So go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Plus, you'll never look back because it is awesome. Check it out. Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's good stuff. Now,
and by the way, don't miss this week because it's going to be a really, really fun one. We had an incident yesterday that almost turned ugly and turned ugly for some people, and you're just going to have to get the bonus show
wait,
to
man.
It's excellent.
Find out. I cannot wait.
It's almost as good as Ponygate. It's Parking Gate. All right, open the vault. Pony, I'm glad you talked because you always bring such fun.
Are you
familiar with a Dutch cyclist named Tom Dumoulin? He's a racer.
No idea.
He was leading the race in Italy yesterday. And he ended up coming in 16th.
Oh, man.
What's
not top three?
What would cause him to fall back 15 spots?
I needed to take a dump. I could not hold it anymore. It was after first time Stelvio, I started to feel it.
he felt the urgency, and the best thing is that it was carried live on television.
That's rough.
You know what? He got out of his onesie really fast.
Yes, I bet he did.
When do you say victory is worth losing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he
at what price?
Yeah, yes. What price?
Right. I don't know.
Right? Because I feel like I've heard of these marathon runners just taking deuces left and right.
And they keep running. What's really bad is the close-ups when you
see. I don't know if you can say that on the air, but I'm saying I feel like there are certain athletes that have, they have fought through that.
Yes.
Or gone through that wall and still kept on going.
Yeah.
Like even on the gridiron, like in football players, like have gotten sick and continued playing. Right?
I couldn't tell from the video because they cut away from him pretty fast.
Yeah.
How urgent the urgency was.
Yes.
And what type of urgency it was.
No, I get it. But I guess, again, my logic is, do you think less of him for not fighting? Because you're supposed to be an elite athlete, right?
Yeah. And I think you have an advantage. If you're in front of the pack and that happens, everyone's going to be dropping back.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah, bad strategy.
Yeah, it's like when you're playing Mario Kart. And you shoot the oil slick out, right? Or the smoke
screen. You got the star.
Yeah.
Oil slick indeed. one of my favorite Roger Moore roles was when he didn't take himself that seriously, and he was great as I think his name was Sidney Goldfarb in Cannonball Run.
Ah, yeah.
Where he played a parody of Roger Moore and really showed the sense of humor about the legendary character that he represented. There's another example of that. He was on a talk show in 1985 where, totally joking, says he does his own stunts. And it's so obvious that James Bond never did his own stunts. But here he is. This is some of Roger Moore, and a lot of people mentioned his sense of humor. He said he used doubles only for the sex scenes.
Now, is this your last James Bond movie?
Well, you want the part? I'd like it, please. I would like a shot at it, sir.
You really would?
Is it terrifically athletic?
Well, you can get doubles to do that sort of thing, you know.
You don't, though, do you? The truth.
For the love scenes, yeah.
Oh, but for the athletic bits, you.
Oh, that's me. I do all that. Yeah.
All those stunts. There's a fantastic stunt at the beginning of the movie. Skiing. That's you.
Well, of course it is.
All over Siberia on one ski. Yeah. Now, what about hanging off the Golden Gate Bridge? That you?
Well, of course it is. What you see, you believe, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. You believe it. You'll believe anything.
He had long run. He was 89, but he will be missed. Yeah. Part of Hollywood history
Absolutely.
Speaking of Hollywood, Oscar, I was so excited to find this for you. On Australian television yesterday, Tom Cruise dropped a pretty big bomb.
Before we let you go, rumors of a Top Gun 2. Please say it's true.
It's true.
Really?
Whoa!
Really?
Yes.
When? Tom!
It's true.
When?
It's true.
Are you allowed to say when? Can you give us a hint?
You know what? I'm going to start filming it probably in the next year.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know. It's happening.
You have just made my day.
It is definitely happening.
And that's one for Oscar.
Kelly McGillis didn't age so well.
No. Maybe replace her with that lady from the hotel.
She looks like she ate herself from the set of Top Gun.
That's unfortunate. That is very unfortunate. And also, don't forget, tonight is the Dirty Dancing reboot on ABC television.
Getting horrible reviews.
Yeah, and also 3 hours in length, and they say they reveal what happened to the characters after the summer.
Oh, no.
So tune in and find out.
Man, how are they going to handle the illicit abortion that goes down?
Oh, I'm sure they will address it quite frankly.
Really?
I think so.
Just a new spin, or is it just... Because, again, the review I saw was just... why would they even bother?
It's really a bad idea.
Jennifer Grey said no to this, by the way.
Well, her, but with her new nose.
Thank you for that.
She looks different
now.
Very
kind of you.
I don't really recognize her. Now, speaking of Hollywood, here's one for me. Mel Brooks has been approached by MGM for a possible Spaceballs 2.
Ooh, yes!
May the Schwartz be with you. That's a good thing. Well, you know, MGM is slightly interested in doing it because of the Star Wars, you know, Rogue One and the Force Awakens and the new Star Wars explosion. So they think maybe. So we're talking. Who knows? You know.
I think he's 90. He's 92 or 93. So
half
we shall
man,
see.
Half dog. I'm a mog.
That's right. Barf.
Yeah, barf.
So we'll see if that happens.
I'm my own best friend.
Yes. It's the best.
Love it. So fingers crossed for Top Gun 2 and Spaceballs 2.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love it.
And
thank
let
you.
Us close with this. Oh, urgent, urgent penis news.
Crazy story. In South Africa, follow me on this, a black man received a penis transplant from a donor who was white. Friends described the man as grateful and the man's girlfriend as disappointed.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good, good Wednesday,
good.
Everybody. That's it, people. Thank you for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, which we will do tomorrow, can be sent to me, Rob, with two Bs, at MikeOMaraShow.com. Or, if you're old-timey, mail it. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks again for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.